Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
Time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Chris, Germany will have up to 14,000 fans at their home match against France next week in Munich. Will that help Germany at all when they face the World Cup holders?
I think, of course, without question, the fans will be of some assistance. You know, the fan culture here in Germany is on a different level. You know, that's the one element that's been missing for such a long time. And Kai Havertz, you know, the Champions League winning Kai Havertz, Chelsea's own, said it best. He said Germany lives off of fans, you know, and then he acknowledged they had fans at the FA Cup final, fans at the Champions League final. And even if there are only 14,000 fans, it'll sound like 80,000 at Allianz Arena this month in Munich. You know, you have to, you know, give credit to the coronavirus numbers actually in the Bavarian state. That's the only reason, you know, they got the green light for this many fans. I think it'll be enough motivation for them to get things going. You know, who are we kidding? It's an uphill battle. Germany's in the group of death. You know, they face France. I think, you know, that'll be quite the test moving forward. I don't expect them to win their group, but I do expect the fans to give them quite the boost.
Staying with the European Championships, Germany goalkeeper Manuel Neuer has become the first German goalkeeper to reach 100 caps with Germany. How much longer will the 35-year-old stick around for?
You know, when you listen to what Manuel Neuer has to say about the topic himself, he says he's fit. You know, he trains. I mean, this is a guy who's actually endorses, like, fitness equipment and training at home. Every time I'm on YouTube, I see his face, you know, advertising another fitness mirror equipment. So he's definitely taking care of his body. He makes that clear. He has no plans on whatsoever in retiring, you know, in the near future. I think you can expect him, obviously, at this tournament and then at the following World Cup as well, you know, as long as he stays injury-free. Now, when you look at Germany and you figure in the goalkeeping pedigree that exists in Germany, he's extremely proud for reaching the 100 mark. The first goalkeeper to do that in the country with the likes of Oliver Kahn, Sepp Maier. I mean, these are two Hall of Fame type goalkeepers in the sport. Manuel Neuer is separating himself from that group, and I think he'll continue to do so. You know, let's see if his leadership can ignite the team, you know, to some decent showing in this tournament. As I mentioned, you know, I don't think anyone has them as solid favorites. They have nothing to lose moving forward. But Manuel Neuer, you got to salute the man for what he's accomplished in his 35 years.
Chris, what else is there to report from the camp in Germany? Chris, Bayern Munich extended their backup striker's contract, Erik-Maxim Choupo-Moting. Do you like this move, and what else has hit your radar this week?
Well, you know that they were recall players. Thomas Müller came back. You know, he spoke. You know, we had people at the camp in Austria. He wants to be the catalyst. He wants to be the one that can turbocharge the team when they need it. And that's one thing we know definitely the German team will need. You know, the team has been stuttering along the way. They suffered a historic loss. You know, their last match, you know, they were defeated, you know, in their World Cup qualifier. So it's an uphill battle. You know, so I think Thomas Müller, when you look at his assist numbers, what he did in the Bundesliga, led the league in assists. I think Germany can use that kind of electricity, and his mentality seems to be wanting to, you know, contribute in that way. One concern I do have, though, is another player that was recalled is Mats Hummels. Mats Hummels is kind of injured. His knee is a question mark. You know, and I don't know how much, you know, gas he has in the tank. You know, how much his body can withstand, you know, this tournament. You know, obviously, there's no time to rest. They play, you know, the one last tune-up match, and then, you know, the tournament begins, and a lot will be expected from him. And then especially when he's been recalled, which, you know, if he's unhealthy, then you scratch your head and say, well, what are you thinking, Yogi Love? Pick a healthy player to come back, at least. You know, but, you know, time will tell. You know, and obviously another player, Goretzka's injury, you know, dealing with injuries as well. And then fatigue, all in all, fatigue. I mentioned Kai Havertz earlier. Kai Havertz is back. You know, Antonio Rudiger, Timo Werner, but then they have the Champions League. I don't know if the combination will work out well. You know, as I said, France, come the 15th, will tell us a lot. Well, yeah, I like the move because he showed up when it counted most. you know, Robert Lewandowski is, you know, an iron horse, you know, with his few surgeries he had, gave Choupo-Moting the opportunity, and he scored, you know, in both fixtures against Paris Saint-Germain, and that does matter a lot. You know, I think that matters, you know, a lot, because it shows that he can show up when it counts the most, and that's what Bayern Munich want. They want players that can come in, get the call, and then contribute and fill the boots of arguably the best striker in the world right now in Robert Lewandowski. You know, obviously his playing time is limited. He has more of a mental job than a physical job than anything, and he was rewarded in getting this contract. I do think, you know, it shows teamwork and loyalty on the club's part. As far as other crazy news and transfers out there, Dortmund's always making the news. Jadon Sancho, word is that deal is done with Manchester United, but we've heard that before. That remains to be seen. And his teammate, you know, his teammate, Erling Haaland, I heard some crazy figures. If anyone wants to poach him early, it'll cost 200 million euros. So, obviously, that's Dortmund shooting for the moon in terms of what they can recoup on that player, knowing that his price is significantly lower when he's up. You know, his release clause can be triggered. You know, but it's fun to talk about nonetheless.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Prisch. And graphics are provided by Nino Segelen.